Chazar zeichen nashen bachich hat geschlagen beim Yehudim sechus sachum daf ayin tes. The Mishnah said bim mekdashon ein ekein v'chulu. Zakt mo our Mishnah which says that karbonis other than the Pesach are offered even if the meat is tummy as long as the chalev is not tummy must follow Rabbi Yeshua who says in a brisa that all other karbonis are offered as long as there is at least a kazayis left over of meat or of chalev. However, a half kazayis of each will not combine to allow offering of the blood. If the karbon is an oila, it will combine since both are burned on the mizbeach anyway. One does not offer the blood based on having some of the accompanying mincha still intact. How do we know that a carbon is offered if there is at least the kezias of chalev that is tahor? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel said, the pasuk says, "Vizark akayin es adam, v'hikter achalev l'reach nichoyach." The teacher says, as long as there is chalev, even if there is no meat, the blood is offered. How do we know that the blood is offered even if there is only the kidneys or the diaphragm remaining? Rabbi Yochanan said, the pasuk says, "L'reach nichoyach," which teaches that anything that's considered a reach nichoyach allows for the offering of the blood. The pasuk still had to write chalev because the reach nichoyach alone would have thought means a mincha as well. Chalev teaches us that a mincha would not allow the blood to be brought based on it. Zok, the mission if the entire tzibur or the majority become tameh, or even if only the kahanim are tameh, then everyone makes the Pesach betumah. If only a minority of the tzibur is tameh, the Torah people bring the Pesach in its normal time, and the tameh people bring it on Pesach Sheni. Zok, the Gemara Brisa says if the majority of Klal Yisrael is tameh, but the kahanim and the kelim are tahor, or if the majority are tahor, but the kahanim and the kelim are tameh, or if even if only the kelim are tameh, all people, whether the tameh or tahor, bring the Pesach in tumah because we don't differentiate regarding the tzibur. Rav Chisa said this is only true if the knives, meaning the kelim, are tameh from a tameh mace. Which, because they're metal, makes them like an avatuma and gives them the ability to make anyone who touches them tummy as well. However, if the knives are only tummy from a sheretz, which makes the meat tummy but not the people, only the Torah people may bring the Pesach at that time. We allow the eating of tummy kachim, which is typically only a lav, but we don't allow a tummy person to eat the kachim, which is typically subject to kars. Zaklimar, Rav Chisda must hold that tumma is overridden for the Pesach, which is why we must minimize the tumma as much as possible. Rav Yitzchak holds this way as well. Rava argued on Rav Chisda and said that even in that case, tummy people may bring a Pesach. He says, because the isser to eat tummy kachim and the isser for a tummy person to eat kachim are written in the same pasuk to teach that if one of the assumed doesn't apply, like for Pesach, neither does the other. Zaklimar, if half of the tzibur is tummy and half is Torah, Rav says each half is considered to be a majority and each half therefore brings their Pesach by themselves. The Torah people bring it b'tahara and the tummy people bring it b'tumma. Rav Kahana says neither is treated like a majority, therefore the Torah people bring it on Pesach at its normal time and the tummy people bring it on Pesach Sheni. Others say that Rav Kahana says the Torah people bring it at its normal time and the tummy people don't bring it at all because they're not a majority, so they can't bring it at the normal time, and they're not the minority, so they can't bring it on Pesach Sheni. In fact, Gemara Mishnah says if the majority is tummy, the Pesach is brought in tumma. It seems that if only half are tummy, they would not bring the Pesach with tumma. This is problematic according to Rav. Gemara says the Mishnah means that if a majority is tummy, the entire tzibur brings the tumma. The Pesach Betumah. If only half are Tomei, the Torah people bring the Pesach Betahara, and the Tomei people bring a Betumah. This even seems right based on the next part of the mission, which says if a minority are Tomei, they bring a Pesach Sheni. It would seem that if half were Tomei, they would not bring in a Pesach Sheni, but would rather bring in this normal time, with the Torah and the Tomei people bringing it separately, the Tomei Betahara and the Tumah Betumah. Rav Kahana will explain the mission as saying that when there is a minority that is Tomei, they bring a Pesach Sheni. If exactly half are Tomei, the Torah people bring in this normal time, and the Tomei people don't bring it at all. According to the first version of Kahana, he'll explain the mission to mean that even when exactly half are tummy, they bring the Pesach and Pesach Sheni. The reason the mission says the minority brings the Pesach and Pesach Sheni is because it's staying stylistically consistent with the first part of the mission that speaks about the majority. So here they say minority. Mar says the Brisa says like Rav that if half are Torah and half are tummy, both groups bring the Pesach in its normal time, but in separate groups, one betumah, one betara. There's a Brisa that says like Rav Kahana that in this case the Torah people bring the Pesach at their regular time, and tummy people bring the Pesach Sheni. And there's a Brisa that says like the second version of Kahana, the Torah people bring the Pesach at its normal time, and the tummy people don't bring it at all. So Rav in the second version of Rav Kahana will explain the middle brisa as discussing the case where the tzibur is half tamei and half tar. But this is so only when the women are taken into account on the tamei side. However, since women are not obligated to bring the Pesach, they are not taken into account, and the tamei people are therefore a minority which rightfully bring the Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Rav in the first version of Rav Kahana will explain the last brisa as follows. Rav will say the brisa is discussing a case where the tzibur is half tahar and half tamei, but when the women are taken into account, they make the tahar group into the majority. He says the women are obligated in the Pesach brought at its proper time, but not to bring it on Pesach Sheni. Therefore, regarding regular Pesach, the women are taken into account, thereby making the tamei people into the minority and not allowing them to bring the Pesach at its proper time. Regarding Pesach Sheni, women are not taken into account, and therefore, regarding Pesach Sheni, the tamei people are not the minority and can't be They can't bring their Pesach at that time. The first version of Kahana will say the case of the Braisa is where there are half tar and half tamei only when taking the Torah women into account. And he also holds that women are only obligated to bring a Pesach at its proper time. Therefore, regarding the regular Pesach, there is exactly half and half, and only the Torah people bring the Pesach. However, regarding Pesach Sheni, we don't take the women into account, and the tamei people are there for the majority, and a majority can't bring the Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Rav Kahana will say the first Braisa, which says like Rav, follows a different Tana that argues on the Tana of the Braisa that supports his own view. A Braisa says if exactly half the Tzibur Atomi and half Atar, they each bring the Pesach at its regular time, but in separate groups. If there's even only one more Tomei person than Tar people, the Pesach is brought in Tumah by everyone. Rav Elazar ben Maaseh learns from a pasuk that the majority must be a majority of at least two people to allow the Pesach to be brought in Tumah. Rav Shimon says, even if one Shevet is Tomei and the other 11 Shvatim Atar, the Tomei Shevet brings the Pesach in its normal time in its own group because the Shevet is considered to be a Kahal. Rav Yehuda says, if one Shevet is Tomei and the other is Atar, all Yidden bring the Pesach bitumah, since the Kahal is Tomei and is considered to be a case of half and half.